Great. It's November 14th, 2012. I'm Eric Damer speaking here with Ken Yip. Thanks, Ken, for coming in and talking with me. So your whole childhood was spent living in Burnaby.
Yes.
So, and you lived very much at the southern end of town. Can you tell us how you came to be
Sure.
way
My
down at the southern
dad
end of Burnaby?
was a veteran of the Canadian Army. Actually, interesting, maybe segue there. He due to the 19th, although he was born in Canada, he was born in Cranbrook. And even so, he being born in Canada, he was not a a full Canadian citizen. He didn't have the right to vote. This is due to the 1923 Exclusion Act. I think it prevented Asians or descendants of Asian heritage prevented them from occupying professional positions, owning land, and things like that. But he was conscript. He I think there was some initiative through the British Army, through the SOE, which is the Special Operations Executive. I think they formed a special task group for Asian Canadians. They were looking for people that would. This was part of the Allied push of the Japanese up back up through the Indochina Peninsula, starting in Burma. So they were looking for Asian-looking people that could blend in, and basically, so they were what they were doing was training small little teams that would do demolition when and if, and also report on troop movement. My dad trained as a radio operator. He shipped out. He did his basic here, shipped out of Halifax to London, and then into little area in India called Pune, and from there he finished his completed his training, and then they parachuted them into the jungles of Burma, and they these were monitoring troop movements, as I said, and they had a couple of guys that were good on demolitions that would blow up stuff and when and if when the opportunity presented itself. And I think that didn't he. This was towards the end of the war. This would have been like 44, I believe, and so maybe into 45, because I had the opportunity to go over to the public record office, all the British Army record, his army record. There's a line drawn in somewhere around November of something. Ships out of Halifax, and there's a big gap. It's and the rest of it was with the British Army records. So I went over to Kew Gardens. The public record office there has the rest of the story there. So I took out boxes of stuff and dug through and found every mention of my dad's name in any of these field records. Anyway, long story short, I think they inserted some by parachute insertion sometime maybe. Maybe April, May, maybe June. That isn't the rest of those records, because once they're inserted, nobody kept. There's no field notes that were kept that were part of this anyway. So he, as a campaign medal, he did get the Burma Star. So that meant he at least spent 30 days in the jungles of Burma, at least to get that. So anyway, and then I think July something they dropped the bomb and that ended the war, luckily, in that sense. And I think he spent a few months helping repatriate, and whatnot. And he comes back in the late November or November, I think, of 47. I can't remember exactly when. Anyway, so
A
long
couple
story
of years
short,
and later, though.
Long story short, they were able to petition and gain that one that that sort of collaborative effort, obtained the right of vote for the Chinese Canadians at that time, and helped to pave the way for lots of other things as well. But as a result of his effort, war effort, he was able to get a veterans land grant.
Hmm.
So he got a 5-acre parcel in the Big Bend area in Burnaby, and that's and he, I think he started clearing that in about 48, I believe.
Now, do you know if he specifically wanted that patch of land or it just happened to be available?
I think at that I'm not sure. I never asked, you know, it's one of those things you never think to ask because you always live there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure because I know there were some other veterans that got much larger parcels out in Cloverdale because he had some Army buddies that had, you know, much bigger properties out in Cloverdale, out in Surrey at that time. So why he chose Burnaby, I'm not sure. He had a partner and they had a farm, maybe he helped out on a farm on Marine Drive back towards Gilly. Boundary.
Okay.
In that area, there was a farm there that he worked on. And I think maybe he wanted to stay in Burnaby. So I'm not exactly sure. So anyway, he got a land grant, got the 5-acre parcel down on Burn Road, and farmed that until he passed away. He passed away in 71. It's still being farmed now. It's still rented out as a farm. It's part of the Burnaby or the Provincial Agricultural Land Reserve.
Right.
It's still in that parcel.
Did you mention he had to clear it?
Yeah.
So
when he first there, I've got I had pictures of it. It was just all in scrub brush, you know, and was the whole thing and the odd little tree here and there. But it was all peat bog that had grown over and maybe 4 foot high grass at least, a lot of hard hat, that kind of stuff. So he spent a year. Probably at least a year to clear it.
And are those good soils though?
Oh yeah, it was all peat. But it took a while because you had to work it, you know, work it through to make it peat itself. It's only good for certain kinds of things. Yeah. So part of it was clearing the land and the stuff that was cleared. He'd mulch that and turned that into compost, I guess. And then amended that back into the soil. As part of the Veterans Land Grant, I think for upwards of a 2-year period, he got a stipend of some kind. He also had he would work during the day clearing the land, and then he had a midnight shift. He worked downtown and had a wholesaler downtown as well. Came home, got some sleep, and carried on. So for a period of 2 years. The mortgage payments were deferred, and he also got a stipend to live on while he was clearing the land until it became workable,
productive,
arable. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is all hand labor to clear it.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. At that time,
shovels, axes, maybe horsepower for.
I don't know. I don't think we ever had a horse. No, he may have had. Neighbors that had those things that came and he borrowed or came and they came and helped clear with some machinery. But as I recall, I was born in 49, so I was pretty young at that time. But I do remember when I was still maybe in my, I was under, maybe in 3 to 4 to 5. I remember going, if you had to go use the washroom, it was an outhouse, but we only had that. I only recall that for a very short time because we got indoor plumbing after that. And so, anyway, that was because those I can remember those because when you're young and young and it's dark, going out to the wet outhouse was not the favorite thing to do.
But wow, sounds like a lot of work to get a farm up and running.
Yeah,
even when you're on the forest, as you say, sort of boggy, scrubby.
That's right.
Kinds
of
material.
Yeah, luckily there weren't any large trees because this was all peat bog, and so there weren't very many large trees, but lots of, very tall grass, lots of bush, brush, that kind of thing.